I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
Woo! All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. I am your host, Mike Madison, here weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. The show is also podcast if you want to get it. If you're not able to tune in the whole time or want to go back and get mad at something that I said a few days ago, you can always check out The Mike Madison Show. And it's on several different stream platforms, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, I believe, has it. It may even be on Spotify, or I think I might have gotten taken down from there. I can't remember. But anyway, it's out there if you're interested in getting recordings of the show. Next hour, we will have Stone Clanton in with Americans for Prosperity. We're going to take a look at the Inflation Reduction Act. It worked. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, but we'll talk about it next hour. Boy, this was the most effective congressional action I've ever seen. You know, Joe Biden let us know about this yesterday. So we'll cover that and talk to Stone Clanton with Americans for Prosperity. We'll have him in for the hour next hour. You know, I've gotten a little heat from the past few days talking about political theater, and particularly in reference to the raid on Mar-a-Lago. But I got to tell you, I know that I knock it, but this is going to be, and it's already starting out, this is the best season of political theater I've ever seen. It has got it all. And I think I finally understand the Q people who were told to just sit back and pop some popcorn and enjoy the show. Because we have got a season, a must-watch season of political theater. So, first we had the Trump raid. This is just in the past few days. This thing's moving fast. You got to keep up. I think it's, you know, I've tried to watch Game of Thrones, but people say there's so many different players. You got to understand the names. It takes a little while to get into it, but it's just a fantastic show. You got to really keep up. So I've actually not ever watched it because I wanted to make sure I had some uninterrupted time for a few hours to kind of binge watch. For 2 years now, I've still not had that uninterrupted time, but I'm up to date on the political theater. So just in the past few days, we had the Trump raid. Trump then came out and said he thinks they planted something at Mar-a-Lago. Yesterday, it was reported Donald Trump takes the Fifth. He took the Fifth Amendment during some questioning, and now we find out there was a mole in Mar-a-Lago. I'm telling you, this show has got it all. And so I was trying to decide what we should name this incredible show. In homage to The Young and the Restless, I considered The Old and the Ruthless. I thought that was kind of a fitting title. It certainly fits, but ultimately I thought a more fitting title would be in homage to As the World Turns. This could just be As the Country Burns. You know, with the midterms not far away, this is sweeps season for political theater, so we can expect a lot of new plot twists. And I don't want to spoil it, but I've got some ideas on what may come next. And I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this. To the Q people, you were right, I was wrong. It's time to pop some popcorn and really enjoy the show. So let's set the stage. I've got an idea. I don't want to be a spoiler here. So if you want to be surprised by every twist and turn of the political theater of this season of As the Country Burns, please tune out. But for those of you interested in what you're going to be treated to coming up, stick around. Here it is. So here's what I think is probably the most obvious thing to happen next. Joe Biden takes ill. He faints publicly and is admitted to the hospital. It looks very grim, but doctors emerge after about a week or so to announce a miraculous recovery. Joe then appears in public and seems to have made an astounding rebound. He's fresh, he's alert, he looks better than he has in 10 years. He credits Dr. Jill, Whoopi Goldberg's personal physician, the medical team, and of course Pfizer for the new adrenochrome treatments that they've given him. But as only a few know, it's not actually Joe Biden who passed away in secret, but he has been replaced by an evil twin. Now, obviously, the Joe Biden that we've been seeing up until now cannot pull off the role any longer. His ratings suck. And while this Joe Biden is perfectly evil, you can just imagine how evil the evil twin will be. This is going to be political theater gold. Donald Trump will play the part of the underdog martyr, but realizing the tremendous momentum that the FBI raid gave him, he will use that status as an under-attack outsider to announce his candidacy for presidency of the United States in 2024. Now, here's where I think it gets really good and dramatic, emotional scenes. On the House floor, at some point between now and the midterms, during a close vote and a vigorous debate on the House floor, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she will take to the podium, but it's obvious she's nervous and a little upset. She pauses, and a hushed silence comes over the room. As she wipes away a tear, she turns from the podium to face the speaker's chair and exclaims, "Nancy, I'm your daughter." Sobs and cheers throughout the chamber. And it turns out that Nancy Pelosi had a child in the 1990s when she was a San Francisco prostitute. Now, we already know that Nancy Pelosi is a prostitute for sale to the highest bidder, but it turns out she had a trick. She turned a trick for a young Hispanic up-and-comer, and she gave the baby away to a bartending boarding school. AOC, in this scene, AOC and Nancy will embrace, but time will reveal that AOC has plotted her revenge and ultimately overthrows the mother and seizes power for herself to avenge the betrayal. Now, here's a good one, too. This is what I suspect will happen. It's got everything. We will find out that Mitch McConnell actually, having to suffer under a Trump presidency, he died 4 years ago. It is not actually Mitch McConnell that we're seeing, but it is, in fact, actually a reanimated corpse brought back to life using genetically manipulated Ukrainian turtle DNA. That's right. It will be revealed that he is half man, half Ukrainian turtle, resuscitated in a lab by Dr. Anthony Fauci. And, of course, this one's just too obvious. Lindsey Graham will finally come out of the closet as gay and the former lover of John McCain. Now, the bonus cuts might actually show us McCain's decomposed body sitting in a large human birdcage chair in Lindsey Graham's S&M dungeon, where he enjoys the corpse and they plot more wars and genocides together before spooning to sleep every night. This is going to be, I predict, the greatest season of political theater ever this year in As the Country Burns. I'll be right back.